said, so is the kingdom. Say that back to me.
So
is the kingdom. The Lord told parables, and he told parable, and a parable is simply a story that utilizes relevant objects to teach the kingdom of God. Say that again. A parable is simply a story that uses relevant objects to teach and instruct the kingdom of God. Jesus saw the kingdom of God in everything. Jesus didn't teach a kingdom that was going to come 2,000 years down the road. He didn't use objects that were going to happen 2,000 years down the road. He didn't use airplanes and spaceships, and he didn't use satellites. What did he use? He used relevant things to those people because he was teaching them about his kingdom, because his kingdom is. It was then, it is now. Right? Now, he used relevant objects. He never used objects off another planet that would one day satellite or hover over the Jerusalem that is. He didn't use those things. He used things that people were very aware of and could relate to. He used things like seed. He used things like trees. He used things like fig trees. He used things like birds in trees. He used things like fishnets. He used things like coins with inscriptions on them. Or he used things like lost coins. He used things like sheepfolds or sheep or lost sheep. He used things like pearls or hidden treasures in a field or things like leaven in bread. He used things that anybody could relate to because his kingdom is relational. You should be able to relate to his kingdom. And he would use a road going to Jericho. He would use everything and anything because his kingdom was relevant. His kingdom wasn't afar off. His kingdom was at hand. And he says, if you have ears to hear it, you can hear it. And if you have eyes to see it, you can see it. The Pharisees came to him one time, and it's in Luke chapter 17, verses 21 and 22, and they demanded of him, when should his kingdom come? And he says, you don't have any idea of what you're talking about. You're all goofed up. You don't understand the kingdom. Because the kingdom doesn't come with observation. Heaven's not going to open up, and he's going to ride down on this big white horse. It's not going to come with observation. How is it going to come? He says, the kingdom of God does not come with observation, because the kingdom of God is where? Within you. And if it's in me and I can hear it, if it's in me and I can see it, then therefore it is among me and it's at hand. All I have got to do is learn how to appropriate into my life his teachings. That's the kingdom of God. Paul picked up on that in Romans chapter 14 and verse 17. And he says the kingdom of God is not in observation. It's not meat nor drink. It is what? Righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Jesus says, so is the kingdom. Not so will be. So is the kingdom. And if we have ears to hear it and eyes to see it, we can take it right now, appropriate it into our lives, and have it. That's the kingdom of God. It's not a distant thing that's going to happen one day. It is now. So is the kingdom. He says, the kingdom of God is as a man that would take seed and throw it or put it into the ground. Now, this is sweet corn seed. Sweet corn seed because his principles are sweet. Are they not? Taste and see that the Lord is good. Right? The Lord is sweet. He is good. And he says, the kingdom is like a man who will take seed and get it into the ground. Now, the ground has been selected and it has been prepared, and now what he's got to do is get the seed into the ground. And if you've ever had a garden or if you've ever been a farmer, you understand what's happening here. The furrow is made and the ground is selected and is prepared, and now he will go and he will begin to deposit his seed into that furrow. They're just bouncing everywhere. And he would put his seed into that furrow, and then he would cover it up, he put it into the ground. He says, and so is the kingdom. Now, the power is in the seed. I don't care how good the soil is. I don't care how well it's prepared. I don't care how rich it is or how straight the furrow is, how well the soil has been readied for the seed. Without the seed, nothing's going to happen. And so is the kingdom. Now, in the Bible, the seed is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the seed. Galatians chapter 3 says the seed is Christ. The seed came, the seed deposited himself into the soil or the souls of 12 men. He put himself into them. He gave them his words, his doctrine, his teaching. He got into their soil. Those 12 became what? 70. Those 70 became 120. Those 120 became 5,000. Those 5,000 became 8,000. And those 8,000 turned into Revelation, which we'll read in a little while. In Revelation chapter 7, verse 9, a multitude that nobody's smart enough to count. How many? No man can number. You don't have time and you're not smart enough to count the number that this one seed produced. Now, making this relevant, what is the seed that he's telling us is the kingdom? First of all, it's got to be Jesus Christ, correct? But then it's his gospel. It's his gospel. As we received that gospel into our lives, something happened. Something that was irresistible. Something you couldn't stop. Because once it's in that soil, it's irresistible. The seed went into the soil. The soil then began to produce. Now, the power is in the seed. The seed is the gospel. How many of us have ever felt like, you know what? I know a lot. The pastor's done a good job. He's taught me about the kingdom of God. I've been able to apply a lot of these principles of the kingdom to my life. I'm learning how to walk in the things of the kingdom. And I would really like to share what I know with people. I don't think I could, but even if I could, I don't think it would work. How many, have you ever said something like that? Have you ever said something like that? Well, see, this is what this is about. He's telling us right here, listen, all you got to do is get the seed in there. The power is not in you because the power is in the seed. You just get the seed in the soil and then you just go to sleep for a while. What was the next thing he did after he got the seed in the soil? What does it say? It says he slept day and night. Got up. Slept. Got up. Was he lazy? Is that what the Lord's trying to say here? Oh, no, 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 no. He lived his life. He went on with his business. He didn't know how this thing was happening. He didn't really want to understand how all that. He didn't know how all that was happening. He just knew something was going to happen. Because in a few days, that seed was going to bust out of that ground. See, the power is in the seed. Now, why did he go to sleep? Why, how could he come to a place, if we're relating this to the gospel again, how could he come to a place of understanding, I don't have to worry about it. I've done my part. I have planted the seed, and I'm done for a while. Why is this? Now, if I can relate this to you, I'm going to help you. How many of you got some lost loved ones, some people that you would love to see come into the kingdom of God, do you? Maybe family, maybe friends, maybe workers, co-laborers, some. You've got people that you want to see come into the kingdom of God. Now, if I can relate this to you, I'm going to help you. First of all, the power is in the seed, and the seed is irresistible. How can you rest? How can you come to a place of just resting and knowing that the seed is going to bust out of that ground? Because as long as the earth remaineth, there's going to be seed time and harvest. Now, there's a confidence that the evangelistic person has. And we want to develop this confidence in this study that we're going to be going starting tonight. We want to develop this confidence that you know that once you have shared the gospel of Jesus Christ, it's in there now. And it's going to bust right out of that ground one day. Now, how many believe, have all confidence in the world, that about 10 o'clock p.m., it's going to be dark outside? Does anyone doubt that? No. In the region that we live in, about 10 o'clock, summer or winter, it's dark outside. It's dark. Because why? There's a principle that's set forth back when the days of Noah that after day comes night. Right? And then after darkness, what's going to happen? Day. And then after day, what's going to happen? Night. Does anybody doubt that? No, don't doubt that a bit. As long as how long? As long as the earth remains. As long as we got to worry about it, that's what's going to happen. Now, how many believe that it's March now, and we're transitioning winter into summer? Yeah, that's right. Now, in winter, it's cold, correct? January here, it's cold. But what's going to happen in June, July, August? July and August, what's going to happen? It's going to be hot because it's going to be summer. Does anybody doubt that? Does anybody doubt that in July or August it's not going to be some days over 90 degrees? and that summer's coming. Does anyone doubt that? Don't doubt it a bit, do you? You receive that, that is as sure as the earth remaining. Am I right? Night follows day. Winter follows summer. Am I right? Hot follows cold. Are you as certain that seed time, that harvest follows seed time? Do you believe, do you really believe, as sure as you know it's going to be dark tonight at 10 o'clock, do you really believe, just as sure as that, that if you plant this gospel into the heart of somebody, that there's going to be a harvest? Let me tell you something. As long as the earth remains, that will happen. Now, they plant a radish in a few days, you've got radishes. But there are other things that take longer. There are other things that will take a while to really produce. Sometimes you get it into someone and it'll take a while, but some people will respond immediately to it. But it is a principle. Now, let me tell you something. I want you to know. I want you to have so much confidence in this. I want you to have so much surety in this. If you've got lost loved ones, if you've got lost relationships, if you've got lost friends, if you've got people that don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ or with Father or with the Holy Ghost, let me tell you something. If you get this into them, you can rest because they're coming in. One day, that seed is going to bust out of the ground. It'll get in their bellies. It'll be rolling around in there. But one day, they're going to say, "Hey, show me what to do." Seed time and harvest. Your part is to get the seed into the ground. Seed into the soil or into the soul of that person. And if you do, you'll have a harvest. Guaranteed. Absolutely. I've seen it take years and years and years. And I've seen it take a while. Just a few days. I've seen people, but it's going to happen. And you can rest assuredly. You can go about your life. You can live your life. Don't have to worry about it anymore. But it's going to happen.